I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Will on our Facebook page wants to know when we will get a hot dog launcher for the studio. Oh, dear Lord. I already run into the cameras that are hanging around the studio. Not for our show, ever. I already do walk into them, though. Sometimes when I'm annoyed and in a hurry and trying to change the channels on the TV or turn down the air condition at the beginning of a show, and I know that the seconds are ticking away, I will try to run around the desk where we sit, and I accidentally trip over the TV cameras that are posted up in here. So probably a hot dog launcher would be a really bad idea. However, I'm willing to consider it if the Philly Fanatic comes with it, and also if we do not have to wrap the hot dogs in duct tape, because that seems like a lot of work for a hot dog, as Chris said during the update. I mean, let's just say for the sake of argument, you're sitting at a ballpark and the hot dog doesn't hit you in the face, but it does land in your lap, or you catch the hot dog that is launched to you and it's wrapped in duct tape, and then it's presumably wrapped in foil. Are you carrying scissors with you to be able to get through the duct tape? Because I'm telling you, a plastic knife is not going to do it.
And what's the condiment situation? It's probably plain. Then you got to get up, go to the stands, get your mustard and ketchup.
Maybe it's wrapped up in ketchup and mustard. We need to hear from somebody who is a regular at Citizens Bank Park and gets to see the Philly Fanatic and his hot dog launcher. Did you find some pictures? All right, so check out our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, and you will, oh dear. So the Philly Fanatic and his hot dog launcher, along with the picture of poor Kathy McVeigh. At least she's not dearly departed. At least it's not death by hot dog launcher. And as best we know, she does not have a concussion, thankfully. Okay. As I say, I was feeling as though it would be cruel and unusual punishment to make her our sad sap of the week. It's good. Can I just say this about Kathy? She is not blaming the Phillies, though the Phillies did reach out to apologize for the flying hot dog. Could you imagine? If they get rid of the flying hot dog launcher, I will be really upset. But are there warnings, do you think? Do you think they put a warning up on the big board that says, beware of flying hot dogs?
It's wiener time.
No, it's not ever wiener time. Anyway, I credit Kathy. We need to have Kathy on the show. I credit Kathy for saying that she will in no way be seeking legal restitution. Also, the hot dog knocked her glasses off. And she has to apply ice to her face every 20 minutes.
I got to lower the velocity on this thing.
What? But then it wouldn't get into the stands where people could eat their duct-taped hot dogs.
Put it on a nice trajectory.
Well, okay, but sometimes the launcher, hey, if your computer malfunctions, then maybe the hot dog launcher. However, you need to be able to give people hot dogs behind home plate too, right? So I'm sure he has different trajectories for the hot dogs.
Launch angle.
It's
gives
like
it
the
a whole new meaning.
It's like the t-shirt launcher, you know? The t-shirt guns. Are we allowed to call them guns? Is that not politically correct? Those t-shirt cannons, which is also a weapon of war. The t-shirt cannons that launch them way, way, way up into the upper deck, but they also will launch them closer to the court or to the field so that people down low can get their t-shirts and hot dogs as well. Okay. Just one more thing. This is a special nerd alert about the Philly Fanatic. It is the first time in Phillies history that the Phillies fanatic has ever caused an injury with his hot dog launcher. Nerd alert! In all of his years launching hot dogs into the stands, this is the first ever injury. So history happened on Monday night at Citizens Bank Park. May that hot dog rest in peace. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. The actual sad saps of the week will be presented with comment coming up in 15 minutes. We're inside the Quicken Loan Studios. I know I said I wasn't going to do it again, but Quicken Loans, such a great sponsor. Quicken, national mortgage lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. If you would like to see a picture of the Philly Fanatics hot dog launcher, as well as poor Kathy, who does not have a concussion, it's on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. We're taking your comments about the NBA draft, and I'll take them oh so seriously on the NBA draft on my Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on our Facebook page, and I'll get back to some of those. But I want to say hi to Felipe, who listens Tuesday through Friday at work at San Diego State on the graveyard shift. We love that we have a new affiliate in San Diego. That is awesome. So we expect that there were plenty of Lakers fans who were listening to our conversation with Trevor Lane of Lakers Nation podcast when he joined us during the first hour. And I get it. San Diego and Los Angeles are not the same city. They're very distinct and different cities, but it's Southern California, and it's good to have a new affiliate there in SoCal, which, shoot, I don't want to say the... Will you look up the frequency so I don't get it wrong? I think it's 97.3, but if I'm wrong, then I'm giving out the wrong number, and that's terrible. So we're always happy, though, that you can listen to us in San Diego, and I hope that someday very soon I'll be able to take After Hours on the road to Southern California now that we have the option of doing the show from San Diego. That would be awesome. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Did you find it? Is it, in fact, 97.3? Boom! Sometimes, every now and then, the right number comes out of this brain of mine.
You stay classy, San Diego.
I think that's great advice. So, nerd alert for the first ever injury caused by the Philly Fanatics hot dog launcher, but that's not where we're going to stay. We're going to go ahead and do a follow-up on a nerd alert that I gave you this time last night. Wait until you hear. I'm not sure what implications you might draw from it, but it could be a precursor. It could be foreshadowing for October. First, let's talk to Brandon, who's in Toronto and apparently has hot dog problems. Brandon.
Oh, sorry. Yes. So I don't have a Twitter or a Facebook. Otherwise, I would have just.
I'm so jealous.
Messaged this in, you know. So I had to call. But you guys are actually considering eating these hot dogs that are wrapped in duct tape. Am I correct?
I'm not. I don't eat hot dogs anyway.
All right.
But well, also, I was just saying.
Condiment.
Well, that was Chris. But we were just being hypothetical. We don't actually have a hot dog launcher here in the studio.
At the ballpark, does anyone know if people are eating these
hot dogs? Of course they are. Are you kidding? This is the United States of America. You give people free food, they're going to eat it.
So they just unwrap it from the duct tape, stickiness.
No, Brandon, I'm assuming that it's also wrapped in tinfoil. I don't actually know how they get the hot dog out of the duct tape, but I would assume that the duct tape is not wrapped around the bun.
See, okay, that's much better. Then I'm picturing this wiener and duct tape just nailing it. You know what I'm saying?
I do not, because there's no way that someone could be that stupid to wrap duct tape around a hot dog and then hope that somebody would eat it.
See, I didn't think they could. I didn't hope people were eating these hot dogs, and that was
of course
in
they
my
are.
Brain.
Absolutely, it's a baseball stadium, and hot dogs are your staple at a baseball stadium. So yes, in fact, I would bet the majority of those hot dogs are consumed by the people who catch them, just not Kathy.
Well, she had the shoulder thing, though, right? You can't blame her for not catching the hot dog.
I mean, she caught it with her face. I don't know why she didn't duck. Maybe she wasn't looking. Because that happens with baseball sometimes.
Maybe she wasn't looking. Right. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That's what all the clues point to, right? She had to have been on the phone talking to a friend. One of the
taking a selfie. She was taking a selfie.
Yes, you have nailed it, Amy. That is definitely what is going on. Do we know the age of this woman?
Yes, she's an older woman.
Okay, so maybe she wasn't taking a selfie.
Maybe it was just taking a really long time to take a selfie.
Ooh. See, we're getting warmer.
Yeah.
All right.
There is actually a picture of her now.
You're talking about the NBA draft.
Yeah.
Toronto thinking about getting into the draft to take the Alexander guy. Any take on that?
Any take on it?
Yeah, I wasn't really planning on asking a question.
Oh, well, you don't have to make up a question just for the sake of participating. It's fine if you just weigh in on the hot dogs. That's no big deal. It's okay. I think with the case of the Toronto Raptors, yes, you want to add role players, and that's awesome and all. But for the most part, the Raptors need to deal with the major pieces. They're not, I don't think that they want to be in rebuild mode. I think they might need to mix it up a little bit because what they have is not working, but they're not going to find, I don't think the Raptors want to take such a major step back that they have to start with the draft and work their way up.
Fair.
Okay.
Fair.
All right,
fair.
Brandon. All Thank right. you so much for your phone call from Toronto. And what was the point of that call? Oh, he wanted to know if people are actually eating the hot dogs. Yes, of course they are. If it's free, it's for me. Come on. You know everyone goes to the ballpark and hopes for freebies. Free hats, free cups, free bobbleheads, free food, free T-shirts. The games where they give away anything to the first 15,000 fans that show up. There are lines around the ballpark. That the reason they do it is because people show up to get free stuff. That's why. All right. So I do appreciate your hot dog comments. I'm attempting to remain serious about the hot dog injury. And so I don't want to laugh too much, but I mean, because it's too late for that. Hugh says on Twitter, new movie alert opening in Philadelphia. Cloudy with a Chance of Hot Dogs. Do you guys remember the movie Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs? Cloudy with a Side of Meatballs? Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs?
Chance of Meatballs.
Yeah.
They made a sequel.
You change that to hot dogs and it fits very well. It's perfect for Philadelphia.
Have some class.
I'm just so happy that Kathy is okay. Because the story wouldn't be... Actually, I might not even talk about it if she wasn't okay. No, I probably would. But I wouldn't be able to make any type of a joke.
Show some class here. This is Philly.
Because that would be inappropriate, Philly. I'm not sure how the Philly fanatic goes on from here. How does he recover?
We are thrilled to be back here in Philadelphia.
Do you think the fanatic gets booed the next time the hot dog luncher cruises out onto the field?
Come on, Philly. Come on.
Maybe they could have like a peacemaking ceremony on the field.
Or
they bring
her out.
Do you
think he gets cheered? You think they'll have her throw out a first pitch maybe?
Something like that, yeah.
It should be a hot dog. That's right. It should be a hot dog missile from the pitcher's mound. Okay. Do you think we've gotten enough mileage, enough legs out of that one? I think we're good. We can move on to the actual sad saps of the week. Presented with comments straight ahead. After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast. Having a bad week? Bad decisions.
I immediately regret this decision.
Bad calls.
You called me, I was illusional.
Bad bounces.
Oh no!
Bad luck.
No!
It definitely could be worse. Laugh it off with us. And the After Hours Sad Sap of the Week.
We're done talking about hot dog launchers and concussion by hot dog. We're going to be Well, we're going to go inside the sports world here with a couple of athletes who we kind of feel like fit this category. You think you're having a bad week. Maybe you had a rough day. Maybe, you know, you had to mow the lawn and pull the weeds or something and you got bit by a mosquito. I mean, that's rough. That happened to me on Wednesday. But this is worse. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. A couple of injuries that, now, I would say could have been prevented, but in the case of Brandon Morrow, I'm not actually sure that's the case. Did you hear that the Cubs closer had back spasms and is out now for an indefinite period of time? Probably not for a long time, and back spasms generally will subside after a few days or so, depending on how severe they are. But Brandon Morrow had to go back and report to the team that he was unable to pitch because he had back spasms that he got from, wait, what? How did you hurt yourself, Brandon?
Undressing at my house. So I'm hoping that since it's not like a trauma-induced spasm, like I wasn't throwing a pitch or lifting something or twisting or doing anything, that I'm just, once the muscles relax, then should be okay.
Huh. He said it.
Undressing.
He was undressing, and that's when the back spasm started.
I put my pants on, just like the rest of you, one leg at a time.
He says he got home from the team's trip to St. Louis early Monday, like 3 a.m. He was in the closet getting undressed. He got the right pant leg off, and then as he was taking his left pant leg off, he felt the spasm in his back. So he's actually been placed on the 10-day disabled list because of back spasms caused by taking his pants off. It gives new meaning to the phrase, keep your pants on. I'm such a dope. Wah, wah, wah.
Except once my pants are on, I make gold records.
What about our favorite Kevin Love soundbite where he uses the Winston Churchill quote, I'm not going to steal his thunder. I'm going to wait until Isaac comes up with it. So yes, 10-day DL. 10 days? Does it really take 10 days to recover from not getting your pants off correctly?
A lie gets halfway around the world before the truth has a chance to put his pants on.
That's just wrong, Amy. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Brandon Morrow, you, in fact, are one of the co-winners of the Sad Sap of the Week. However, you'll have to share that honor with a fellow pitcher. Another closer, as a matter of fact. What is it, the week for weird, wacky closer injuries? Hunter Strickland, who is the closer for the Giants, is out 6 to 8 weeks. Needs surgery on his hand. No, this was not because he failed to take his pants off correctly. This actually happened at the ballpark, and Bruce Bochy explains his closer's injury.
Hunter Strickland, after the game, he had a little snap and punched the door, and he fractured his hand. So he's probably going to be out 6 to 8 weeks. The right pinky, similar to Bumgarner's injury. The closer's got to have emotional control.
The closer needs to have emotional control, says Bruce Bochy. This is after the fact, of course. Definitely frustrating, especially when you give up a win, you blow a save. But Hunter Strickland took out his frustration on a door, punched it, and broke his knuckle. And so now has to sit out 6 to 8 weeks following surgery. Well, that sucks. But you, Hunter Strickland, are not alone. You have company. You and Brandon Morrow, co-sad saps of the week. Wah, wah, wah. And yet here we've got this all jazzy music. Our sad saps of the week. Don't you feel like we should come up with some more appropriate sad sappy music? Come on, Isaac. You can do better. I know you can. I'm going to wait because I know that somewhere in that computer of his, unless it's malfunctioning, perfect, sad sap of the week. We pity you. We wish we could help. Although, in the case of Brennan Morrow, generally you don't need help to put your pants on or take them off. Oh my gosh. No, seriously, where did the hippie chippy music come from? Isaac, it's supposed to be sad. Where's my violin? That's what we should have. The world's tiniest violin playing sappy, sad music for Brennan Morrow and Hunter Strickland. Also, did you hear Jed Hoyer's explanation? This is, it's too good not to replay for those of you who feel badly for Brennan Morrow because he has back spasms from undressing.
This is one of those things that happens. I think, he did it taking off his pants, but it's probably going to be any movement, whether it was, anything reaching down was probably going to cause this. And, we want him to get right.
Was that a little bit of stuttering there as he attempted to put a positive spin on it?
Undressing.
No. So Morrow's like, it could happen to anybody. And then he goes, you can play it again. I'm telling you, he was stuttering, trying to come up with some way to be positive about the Brennan Morrow injury.
This is one of those things that happens. I think, he did taking off his pants, but it's probably going to be any movement, whether it was, anything reaching down was probably going to cause this.
Maybe it was just...
He wanted to get right.
Because he knew he had to say the dude was taking off his pants. Oh, dear.
Undressing.
The dude was taking off his pants. I mean, that's not something that you ever think you're going to hear at the ballpark. Wait, did Tony Romo get a hot dog? Did someone launch a hot dog to Tony Romo's broadcast booth? Also, have we come up with the world's tiniest violin? I'm not going to break until we have sad, sappy violin music that will underscore how sorry we feel for Brennan Morrow and Hunter Strickland. Perfect. And this is actually something I would hear in yoga class, but it helps me when I'm doing corpse pose. The funny thing about it, though, is that when we're doing corpse pose, there are usually people in the weight room right next door grunting and dropping weights. And so you're in your corpse pose and you're attempting to disconnect and you're attempting to let it all go. And then you'll hear this clang from right next door, or even better, when there's a kickboxing class going on right across the hall, or there's a spinning class and they're pumping the music like nobody's business. So the walls are really thin at my gym, and so she'll turn the music way up, but if you turn the music up too loud, then who can actually rest in corpse pose? Yes, but yeah, that's the best, is when you have a big weightlifter who's like, one last rep. And then drops the dumbbells or drops the bar with the huge weights on it, and it makes this ginormous, it rocks the entire gym. Meanwhile, we're like, home, namaste. I'm gonna suggest this music to Lori, my dark Jedi Knight yoga instructor.
Oh no!
I think she should listen to the show for all the times that I mention her. Okay, it's good. It'll put me to sleep since there are no giant weightlifters dropping their giant dumbbells. Ah, that was a fun half hour. Actually, going back to when we first introduced the Philly Fanatic hot dog launcher story, it's been 45 minutes of all kinds of goofiness here on the show.
Undressing.
Right. Between concussion by hot dogs and back spasms from undressing, I just don't know what this world is coming to. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
I miss Bob. I miss Ellen in Massachusetts. I miss Joe in East Baltimore. I missed Anthony, who was in New Orleans, I think? Anthony called us from New Orleans.
Miami, I believe.
Miami. Okay, so we've had, well, there is an Anthony in Miami too, but the one who told us the joke about the blondes changing the light bulb, wasn't he in New Orleans or somewhere in Louisiana? We have some older listeners who at times have trouble sleeping, and so they will call us during the show, and I think they bring great wisdom and experience and also a wealth of perspective to the show, and I welcome all ages, of course, but they generally don't care. Here's the great thing about older people. They do not care anymore what you think or how they might be perceived. Nope. They got no time for that. Homie, don't play that way. And so they just do what they feel. My grandmother does. I mean, she's very kind and considerate of other people, but when it comes to her and how people see her, she got no energy or time to worry about it anymore, which I think is awesome. She's a treasure. And I actually just talked to my uncle on Wednesday and asked him, hey, would it be okay if I crashed at your house when I come to visit Grammy in August? And so the thing is, I used to be able to stay at my Grammy's house because she was living on her own in the town where she resided for 70 years. I've been going there as long as I can remember, little bitty Owen, Wisconsin, with not even 1,000 people who call it home. And this will be the first time I go to visit my grandmother that she's not in Owen, because she moved to the Appleton area and into a nice assisted living facility. And so I am now visiting her, but not staying with her because her apartment's really teeny. And so there's no, unless I want to sleep on the floor, which I don't need to. I'm going to stay with my uncle and I'll go spend the days with her and the evenings with her and hang out. But it's different now. Now I have to ask my uncle, can I crash at your house while I'm visiting Grammy? So that's coming up in August. 96-year-old Grammy Helen. And I take her all these pictures on my phone. And she looks at all my pictures on my phone. And she also asked me to check the weather on my phone. So she does not have internet. She does not have a cell phone. But she loves it when I can check the weather on my phone as I'm hanging out with her. I got to get her on the show. I've never been able to come up. I was talking to my mom yesterday and I was saying, Mom, do you think I should just call her up like I do every couple weeks and record the call and not tell her? She'd never know, right? She would have no clue. And it would be really cute and very sweet. If I asked her, she would say no. If I said to her, Grammy, do you want to come on the radio with me? She wouldn't really get it. And even if she finally agreed because it was only a phone call, she would be really self-conscious, not because of she cares what people think or because she didn't know what was happening. She wouldn't understand that I was then going to replay this phone call on the radio and that she just needed to be normal. So she would be self-conscious because she would be unsure of what was happening. And so I don't think she's heard clips of me. She's never heard a show live. But she has heard clips. Like, my uncle will take her parts of the show every now and then and let her hear him on let her hear me on the iPad. Anyway, so I said to my mom, should I just not tell her? If I record a call, she'd never find out. There's no way. Even if I told her, she wouldn't really understand what happened after the fact. But I can't be deceitful with my 96-year-old grandmother who just sent me $20 for my trip to Cuba, for heaven's sakes. Like, this is the sweetest, most generous, genuine woman on the planet. And she is my heart. And I would feel really guilty if I deceived her and didn't tell her.
Physically and mentally, I'm about like a 55-year-old guy.
Yeah, I don't think I can do it. I think I'd have to be honest, in which case she'd put the kibosh on it. So that's too bad. I don't know that we'll ever have Grammy Helen on the radio. But Mom and I are coming up with some way to have her on the radio again. Well, I am. She's not all that thrilled about it, but she will do it. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. You have that to look forward to here on CBS Moms. Sports Radio. Moms. All right, how about we do a little bit of this, a little follow-up? For those of you who are listening to the show this time yesterday, you may have heard my nerd alerts. They were special nerd alerts from baseball and then also from the film industry, because I was blown away that Incredibles 2 had the 8th highest opening of all time, partly because Chris went with his girlfriend, I guess. Did you go with your girlfriend or with some other chick? I am not.
Oh, he's screaming at Coley. He has no idea where
I'm not going to use the term side piece because that's disgusting. But I heard it on TV recently. It was on Hawaii 5-0. I was watching Hawaii 5-0 and Danny dropped the term side piece. And I was like, what? That's a weapon. That's not a female. Anyway.
I'm a loyal man.
So you, in other words, you did not go to Incredibles 2 with a mistress.
That is correct.
Chris and a mistress. Those two things do not go in the same sentence. Good. So
I don't have it in me, Amy.
No, well, that too. Chris went to see Incredibles 2, and he was one of the reasons why it was the eighth highest opening of all time. Okay, that was kind of the point. And then he was on the phone, so we decided to play with him a little bit.
I'm defenseless in these situations.
You are. It's kind of fun, actually. Okay, so last night on the show, we were doing nerd alerts, and Incredibles 2 was one of them. But the primary nerd alerts were about Major League Baseball. And one of them was this, I thought, fascinating fact that in the history of Major League Baseball, going back to the 1800s, okay, probably they didn't keep the records back then, but in baseball history, only three times has the first team to 50 wins in the regular season also won the World Series.
Nerd alert.
Exactly. And that's not even a replay. So we talked about the three teams that have done it in the past. And wouldn't you know, the Astros in 2017 were only the third team ever to accomplish that feat. They won the race to 50 wins during the regular season and also captured the World Series. Well, guess what? I don't know if they can do it two times in a row, but they're working on it.
Here's the pitch. Jose rams one. Left field. Jose Altuve. They're getting up in the Crawford boxes, and Altuve has a game-tying homer. Number six. 1-1 game in the fourth.
The 0-2, and Springer drills this one. Deep to left center field. Going back on it is Smith, and he will watch that one go off the community leader's side. George Springer goes deep, and the Astros go up 2-1. Here's the 0-1, and Bregman hits it high in the air and deep to left field. Smith is looking up. Kiss it goodbye. Into the Landry's Crawford boxes. Back-to-back jacks for the Astros. First Springer, now Bregman. 3-1 Astros.
They are the first team to 50 wins in back-to-back seasons. The defending World Series champions, who were the first to reach 50 victories in 2017, have done it again the following summer as champs. Can they possibly be the fourth team in baseball history to ever do the 50-win thing and then the World Series thing? Huh. So good for the Astros. However, they've got teams that are hot on their heels. We thought it might be, and by we, I just mean the collective baseball fandom. We thought it might be the Boston Red Sox who would be the next to get to 50 wins or maybe get there before the Astros. But honestly, the Red Sox have stumbled just a tad, just a little bit. They've only won five of their last 10 games, right? So they're hitting, no, they're not hitting 500. That'd be awesome. They're winning at a 500 clip over this most recent stretch. But because the competition atop the AL East is so stiff, well, you can't really afford that type of a stumble. Hello, New York Yankees.
Be a 1-1. Swung on and driven to deep left center. It is high. It is far. It is gone to tie the game. The Sanchino.
It'll be an 0-2 to Stanton.
Swung on and driven to deep left center. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. It's a game-winning bottom of the ninth. Two out. Walk-off home run by Giancarlo Stanton.
The Yankees are hitting the snot out of the ball. It's a show for sure. Now, yes, there are a lot of strikeouts that are mixed in there as well. But against Felix Hernandez, they were able to get two runs on the board. That's not how they won the game, but this was a 7-5 affair at Yankee Stadium against the Mariners. So they managed a couple of runs against Felix Hernandez. And once they chased him, because they did force him to throw a lot of pitches. So they got him to 95 pitches. He was out after 5 innings. And then steadily, they were able to chip away, chip away, chip away, chip away. And so in the 7th inning, they put a run on the board. In the 8th inning, they put 2 runs on the board. And then in the bottom of the 9th, Giancarlo Stanton had the 2-out, 2-run blast that put the Yankees at 49 wins. So this is crazy. In the American League, you've got the Astros with 50 wins, the Yankees and the Red Sox with 49 wins each, and the Mariners with 46. That's incredible. The Braves right now are the top team in the National League with 43 wins versus only 30. Actually, they are tied with the Brewers. Excuse me, exact same record. Braves and Brewers have 43 and 30 marks. But right now, you've got teams that are separating themselves from the pack with all of these home runs and these great wins and lots of entertainment, to be sure. Still a long way to go. We're not even at the All-Star break, but man, setting the pace. So the Yankees couldn't quite get to that 50-win mark first, but now there's all this pressure on the Astros. Nerd alert. Hey, did you know a great field is in Cromwell, Connecticut this week to take on the TPC River Highlands course? Fresh off his impressive win, U.S. Open champ Brooks Koepka, plus Justin Thomas, Patrick Reed, and some big hitters trying to bounce back. Rory McIlroy, Jason Day, defending champion Jordan Spieth, who holed out of a bunker last year for the win. It's the Travelers Championship this weekend on CBS. Our toll-free line here at CBS Sports Radio is 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. We got 1 hour to go. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.